An appeal to our churches in behalf of home missionary work. God's people are to watch and give the trumpet a certain sound. We are pressing on to the final conflict, and this is no time to compromise. It is no time to hide your colors. When the battle rages sore, let no one turn traitor. It is no time to lay down or conceal our weapons and give Satan the advantage in the warfare. But unless you watch and keep your garments unspotted from the world, you will not stand true to your captain. It is no time for watchmen to slumber on the walls of Zion. Let them be wide awake. Call to your fellow watchmen, crying, "The morning cometh, and also the night." It is no time now to relax our efforts, to become tame and spiritless. No time to hide our light under a bushel, to speak smooth things, to prophesy deceit. Every power is to be employed for God. You are to maintain your allegiance, bearing testimony for God and for truth. Be not turned aside by any suggestion the world can make. We cannot afford to compromise. There is a living issue before us, of vital importance to the remnant people of God, to the very close of this earth's history, for eternal interests are involved. On the very eve of the crisis, it is no time to be found with an evil heart of unbelief, departing from the living God. The original apostasy began in disbelief and denial of the truth. But if we would triumph, we must fix the eye of faith steadfastly upon Jesus, the captain of our salvation. We are to follow the example of Christ and in all that Jesus did on earth. He had an eye single to the glory of God. He says, "As the Father gave me commandment, even so do I." Divinity and humanity were united in Christ, that he might reveal to us God's purpose and bring man into close union with himself. This union will enable us to overcome the enemy, for through faith in Christ we shall have divine power. Our numbers are increasing, our facilities are enlarging, and all this calls for union among the workers, for entire consecration and thorough devotion to the cause of God. There is no place in the work of God for half-hearted workers, for those who are neither cold nor hot. Watchmen on the walls of Zion are to be vigilant and sleep not day nor night. But if they have not received the message from the lips of Christ, their trumpets will give an uncertain sound. Brethren, God calls upon you, both ministers and laymen, to listen to his voice speaking to you in his word. Let his truth be received into the heart, that you may be spiritualized by its living, sanctifying power. Then let the distinct message for this time be sent from watchman to watchman on the walls of Zion.